Starting at sundown on Friday, February 28th, millions of Muslims across the world will take part in the month-long tradition of Ramadan. It's an observation of the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, highlighting spiritual reflection from sunrise to sunset. Each day during Ramadan, Muslims fast, meaning they don't eat or drink during that time. The tradition has been observed for more than 1,000 years, and while it may seem unsafe to go without food or drink for a significant portion of the day for a month straight, there are healthy ways to participate. Health experts say focusing on the nutritional value of food and beverages is critical when fasting. They recommend making sure to eat lots of healthy fats like avocado or nuts and high-fiber hydrating fruits and veggies, whole grains, and lean proteins. When it comes to drinks, water is the best bet, but be mindful of your intake. Drinking too much too fast could dilute the body's electrolytes, causing what's known as water intoxication, which can be deadly. Nutritionists also say avoiding caffeine is especially important because it can be dehydrating. Doctors also emphasize avoiding sugary food and drinks since they don't fuel the body long because they digest quickly. Sugary foods and drinks are also known to trigger cravings. After fasting for a whole day, it can be tempting to feast as soon as it's iftar when the sun sets, but that's not a good idea either. Health experts say it's best to start breaking a day's fast with water than eating smaller portions of food. They say the key is taking time to listen to the body's needs so as to not overdo it. They also recommend the last pre-dawn meal before a day's fast begins, known as sehri, includes all the components of a well-balanced meal to help fuel you for the day. And while it may seem counterintuitive to exercise on an empty stomach, it's important not to be completely sedentary either. So taking short walks or stretching can be a good way to boost your energy throughout the day. There are some people who are exempt from fasting, including young children, the elderly, and those who are pregnant, menstruating, or breastfeeding. Experts also say people with diabetes, heart disease, or other chronic conditions should talk to their doctor about whether fasting is safe for them, especially if they take medications regularly.